So, if you aren't in the know, there was a Batman comic that came out recently that basically had a bunch of motherfuckers talking. You know, like always. So, typically DC has been doing the whole gay shit, and they've been making everything that they, you know, can get their hands on, all characters and shit like that, as gay as they could possibly make it, in hopes for somehow attracting gay people to read comics, when realistically, if gay people were never in the comics in the first fucking place, why the fuck do you think this would be the bait to hook them in? I don't know. You know, it's like, if you're in the comics, you're in the comics for what they were, not for what you're trying to make it. It's fucking weird. Hell, I've seen so many things where it's like people, essentially gay people, complain about the fact that it's like, yo, stop trying to normalize. Well, not stop trying to normalize it, but stop trying to take our culture and make it everyone's culture, because then what the fuck makes us special, you know? And it's like, so, I really don't understand that. I mean, I don't really understand, like, corporations' mindsets towards that. You know, it's just, I'm trying to make a buck off the rainbow, but it's like, you're going about it the worst possible way. And it's stupid. But because of this factoid, DC Comics, they keep constantly making a bunch of characters gay. Even if they sit there and say they're bi, motherfucker, they gay. But recently, there was a bunch of brouhaha because there was a Batman comic where apparently a panel, like two of them, two panels, made it seem like he might be gay. What? Oh no, not Bruce Wayne. So this was the problem. It wasn't. That's not what happened at all, apparently. Apparently, the comic itself was something that had nothing to do with the concept of essentially Bruce Wayne having an attraction to a man, rather than it was actually about him and another guy being a student of a woman with many faces teaching them how to do spy shit, right? Because this was all for his beginning and preparation of being Batman, right? So, in the book, you have her teaching him and teaching both of the guys, Bruce and the other guy, how to be spies and whatnot, and essentially Bruce being terrible at seduction. Because, yeah, it's not like the motherfucker was perfect at everything. That would be bad. But instead, you had it to where the other guy was good at seduction, Bruce wasn't. But then at the end of it, the guy was able to get the book, him and Bruce did the damn thing, you know, find their way out, blah, blah, blah. They get what they needed to get. And then when the guy, basically, who just seduces any and everybody, he tried to do that to Bruce as well. But then they were interrupted by their teacher, who then asked for the book. And then it come to find out that the guy who got the book, it was gone. And then it turned out that Bruce took the book. So that's the extra shit that everyone seemed to fucking forget. See, the panel, when it seemed like they was basically about, they was like giving the doomy eyes or whatever, you fucking had Bruce and the dude like talking after the fact of Bruce basically feeling upset at the fact that he like wasn't able to do the job or something like that, and then the dude kind of giving him the fuck me eyes or everything. But then after that, you see that Bruce was like, nah, I actually did learn something, and then he got one over on the dude and then was able to get the book. So here's the funny thing. Everyone and their mama made a video about the whole do me eyes part. This is what's even crazier. This shit was handled by motherfuckers who read comic books, right? Now, it's one thing for somebody like me who does not go out and buy comics, would never be the first one to get you information on shit like this, because there's no way in hell I'll actually have seen some shit beforehand or anything like that. Like, you would never get that from me because I don't buy comic books. So, people who essentially buy comic books, I would assume that even in books that they are generally upset at, or books that generally make them angry, you would at least skim through the entirety of the book, just only to confirm your suspicions about what's going on. Now, I understand if it's like, you know, you're in your ways, you see what you see and everything, so you just make immediate hard stand convictions, and then it's like, yo, fuck this company. I get that people are like that, you know? So it's like, I don't want to actually read this shit. I just want to read what other people are saying about the shit. But I feel that realistically, it would make sense for you to follow up on this bullshit, you know? Like, at least look to make sure, like, hey, context-wise, is this actually doing what I think it's doing? Because isn't that one of the main problems that is happening within the comic book scope, where people are taking small shit that basically doesn't really mean anything out of context, and then for some reason they're like hyping it up to be this exacerbated concept that needs to be dealt with or whatever? It's fucking retarded when you think about it, you know? It's like, oh, let's have Captain America hold Thor's hammer because of the fact that it was a small little thing showcased in Avengers, in the second Avengers movie, and for some reason it needs to be something that motherfuckers would hoop and holler for when they watch Endgame. Stupid shit like that is what makes for bad writing to me, because it is bad writing. But what was hilarious to me was that, like, yeah, I've seen, and it, I'm only saying this because it goes into the episode I did that was about critiquing critics. I'm only going into this because of the fact that it's like, I'm like subscribed on YouTube to like a bunch of different people who say a bunch of different things about a bunch of different stuff, because I feel that it's necessary to get different interpretations for different forms of media. You know, whether or not you agree or you disagree, if you're going to do something like what the fuck I'm doing, I feel like you should get some like open different sides of the spectrum, whether or not you agree with a motherfucker. If you trust them being able to get the information, then trust it, you know, like trust that they're able to do their job getting information and whatnot. And lo and behold, they like that helped for this case, because when I found out about this information from everyone who initially stated it, it was like, oh yeah, that's kind of fucked up, they're doing this to Batman now. But you gotta remember, DC pulled the plug when they tried on that Harley Quinn show, when they tried to have a scene where Batman's going down on Catwoman. So I really don't think that they would be too okay with having him be gay. Not right now. I mean, even with Superman, it's like they worked their way around it by they worked their way around it by making it his son. So it would seem to me that they would be more adverse to turning other people in relation to these characters gay rather than the characters themselves. Nope. Almost got my ass again. But rather than the characters themselves. So I completely believe that, like, just outwardly making Batman gay would have been something that they definitely would not have wanted to do or would have done. Simply because of the after effects of what would happen. I mean, well, simply because of the brand and the identity of the character that they don't really want to ruin, because they've been so fucking careful in protecting that shit so far. So I don't think that they would just outwardly do it in such a terrible way. Not yet. I mean, when they get to the point where they're fucking desperate, I can see that happening. But for now, no. But needless to say, like, I'm kind of going off topic, but realistically, going back to my critic aspect, so many fucking comic book people that I've seen and that I'm subscribed to, that are friends with other people and whatnot, just jumped on this shit as soon as they could and was just like, oh, they're bad. Oh, my goodness. How could they? And it was just like pissed, bitching, all that shit. Now, I'm subscribed to another YouTuber called Just Some Guy. And his video came out where he, unlike everyone else, actually read the fucking comic. Funny, right? Now, he's someone who does stuff on comic books, as well as being like a huge Lord of the Rings fan, which is something that I'm not. I don't like Lord of the Rings. So, as you can see, there goes that duality aspect right there. But again, I trust him to do what he does to get certain information and shit like that. So, whatever. But the fact that he was the only one who actually took time to read the fucking comic, especially after he was like, people were upset about essentially two fucking panels, But if you had scrolled down in a little article that even showcased the goddamn panels in the first place, because they had to do something to propagate the fact that they do gay shit, it was like, if you scroll down, you would have seen that there is more, so much more, being said and being done within the series, I mean, within the book, which then would have led you to go, oh, okay, no, this isn't really written like that. Now, what's crazy is that essentially this can all be summed up as a ploy by the writer for the book in order to get the buzz out of the book, because essentially you have so many people who buy that one issue with the gay shit and then nothing else, and then essentially DC can't understand, like, how come we can't just write, like, good shit or whatever. But I am more so vexed at the fact that I've seen no redactions. I've seen no one else come out and be like, yeah, we kind of screwed the pooch on this one, fucking up, you know, just immediately wanted to bash him because it's like, yeah, let's bash him, but not actually paying attention to the context. Because regardless of how you feel about any fucking thing, context matters. It always has and it always will. It's one of the reasons I'm so pissed at fucking Dragon Ball Super, because it's like, motherfucker, the ending of Dragon Ball Z makes it to where nothing in Super could ever fucking possibly happen. So the whole thing is a goddamn fan fiction. So go fuck yourself. Anyone and everyone who likes the series, go fuck yourself. Because it makes no sense. It's terrible. How dare you call yourself a Dragon Ball Z fan? But I digress. But it's something to where it's like, all right, if you value being catering to fans, keep getting the word out, saying what's right, keeping shit copacetic and all that jazz. You want the comic books to be what they are. And no matter what, this in the book itself, in the story, is something that realistically I was like, yeah, that's a Bruce Wayne thing. That seems like something that is plausible, as well as an okay thing for Bruce Wayne to have done in his early stages of trying to become Batman. Hell, even when he got the book, because of the secrets that he hold, he threw it into a river that way to make sure that it couldn't be used on innocent people. If that is not Batman, I don't know what. But the fact that it was like, you know, so many people were quick to jump on it and everything, simply because it quite possibly could have initiated something that they'd done that they dislike, is something that I find completely and utterly fucking stupid now. Because we're getting out of hand at the point where it's like, hell, that book could have possibly been criticized for the fact that it actually did Batman well. It could have been taken into account of the fact that it's like, hey, this actually did something with the comics that realistically so far we have not been getting. And honestly, it was a nice little refresher, because it was doing truthful shit towards all of the towards Bruce Wayne's character. Hell, it even did something that realistically was condoned or well-liked, simply because of the fact that it's now handling Bruce Wayne's stint into early days of shit before he became Batman, which is something that only certain comics dabble with from time to time. But I'm just really upset at the fact that it's like, no one fucking read the thing, or even at least admitted to looking in for more information. They just quickly was like, nope, this shit is gay. Fuck it, fuck them, fuck that, fuck phonics, all that. When there's absolutely nothing wrong with, and it's like, yeah, DC as a company right now is fucked up. But that does not mean that realistically everything does not deserve a fair shake. This is my problem in terms of the cynicism, as well as just the stupidity that comes with a lot of motherfuckers who are critics, simply because of the fact that something is related to this means that it has to be judged on this merit. But that doesn't mean that it's going to get a fair shake, regardless, even if it happens to be something from said company, publisher, or whatever. And it's like, you're going to give it a fair shake or fair criticism simply because of the fact that that's normally what you fucking do. That's what you would do for any other body of work. It's the same reason why your standards drop for shit that happens to be subpar only because it's not gay. And then your standards become to these impossible heights simply because it's handling something that you just don't want to see. It's annoying, it's stupid, and honestly, I just can't stand it. I feel that standards are necessary because it helps you gauge shit. But don't let your emotions carry you from just doing basic fucking research. I mean, the fact that it was like, even in the article that was talking about it, it was just a couple of paragraphs down where you could have actually seen the rest of the stuff that probably would have got you interested in reading the book. It's fucking disgusting. But that's just kind of where we're at right now when it comes to criticizing shit. And honestly, that's fucked up. All right, that's it.